Blog Talk Radio.
Bricks them girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum. Queens them girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum. Trini them girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum. Jamaican girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Manowar. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. He tryna kick it like a ninja. He tryna take it like syringes. He don't ever play the benches, so I'ma let him touch it. They be playing with some inches.
I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you ready to come here and get it. With it, I'd get them.
Bitch, them girls, them my pot, they boom boom. Them I wind up, them waist, them my pot, they boom boom. Queens, them girls, them my pot, they boom boom. Them a pop the boom boom. Trini them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Jamaican girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gon' have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the bandits. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and the Canadian.
Girl, I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With it, I'd get them.
Bricks them girls, them apart, they boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them apart, they boom boom. Queens them girls, them apart, they boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them apart, they boom boom. Them girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum. Jamaican girls in my pot, the pum pum, them I wind up them waist, them I pot, the pum pum.
All the bad boys try to push up on me. If you want a bad girl, come and spend his money. Say it tastes good, just like honey. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With it, I'd get them.
Bricks them girls, them a pot, the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pot, the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pot, the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pot, the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pot, the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pot, the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pot, the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pot.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Royalty, and you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on the hottest station on the net, Dollhouse Radio. I hope everyone is having an amazing Sunday, and I hope that you're ready for a hot, hot show. Now, if this is your first time tuning in to Beauty and Beats, we are live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Beauty and Beats is where the world of beauty and music culture meets, and we are expecting you to not be a stranger. Keep tuning in each and every week. If you got comments, questions, you just want to say what's up, make sure you hit us up at 646-595-4038. Also, I want to let all you guys know out there, if you're an independent artist, you're interested in getting your music in rotation here on Dot House Radio, then definitely make sure that you submit your music to beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com. That's beauty, the letter N, beatsdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you include your MP3 of your track, your bio or one sheet, and your photo. Submit it in so we can get you into our playlist here on the show. We will review it, and if we select it, we'll let you know so you can tune in and, you know, have everybody tune in, vote for your song, request your song. That's what we want you guys to do here on the show. So make sure that you get those submissions in. So without further ado, let me go ahead and get my girl on the line with me, my co-host, celebrity talent manager, Jahaira. What's good, Jay?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up?
What's up, girl?
just getting done with some good old Sunday dinner, and I'm full.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. I have not eaten dinner yet, Jahaira, so I have to live through you. Go ahead and tell me what was on the Sunday menu.
What was on what?
The Sunday menu.
Well, it was some sweet good old yams, some cabbage, some baked chicken, and that was it.
Did you cook, Jahaira?
No, actually, one of my friend's grandmothers is in town. She recently had to have surgery. So I think I told you guys last week one of my friends had to have surgery. So I've been helping out as much as I can. And they flew her grandmother in town. And so, you know, grandmother come in town, you know how it go down.
I know. So then I know for a fact that the food is bomb. I'm really jealous now.
Man, yesterday she had made some beans with some baked chicken too. But it was like tonight. It was more like hot wing chicken. Hot wings. And then yesterday was like the wing with the flour on it. It's just so yummy.
Oh,
things are looking good.
She went old school on the wings, Jahaira.
Girl, it was so yummy for my tummy. Let me just let y'all know. I ain't trying to brag, but I'm a little bit bragging. Just a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. I am so jealous. And now I am totally hungry, so.
Oh. Be all right. I wish I could give you a plate. I would.
You could FedEx it though, Jay. We'll talk about it. She said it wouldn't be the same.
No. You'll be mad.
I am. I'm really upset. But we're going to keep it professional on air. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
Are you excited? You excited about tonight's show, Jay?
Man, I'm super excited. We got my boy, Memphis Moe. He's going to be calling in around 8 o'clock tonight. He's going to let everybody know about what he's got going on. He's an artist from Memphis. And we're going to hear some of his new music that's out. It's just pretty dope, man. It's been pretty cool. We did some promotions for him this past week. And we're getting a really good buzz going on, so. Just ready for y'all to hear him. Make sure y'all call in, ask whatever questions you want to ask. You know how we do. We are open format. So make sure y'all call in 646-595-4038. Let us know your thoughts. And if you want to talk to Memphis Moe later on, you know, of course, we've got our usual entertainment news and a lot of beauty products. We're going to talk.
Yes, Indeed, you guys. Yes, indeed. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to talk to Memphis Mo as well. And I also can't wait to talk to you guys about what's going on in our beauty segment. So I'm ready to get it popping. I am just ready to get this show on the road. So we're going to go ahead and get into our first music break, you guys. Then when we come back, I've got what's new in beauty for you this week. You do not want to miss that. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track by Miss Takara Hamilton here. Let me cue up the music. This is Takara Hamilton with All In, you guys. We will be back after the break.
Flix, Amsterdam, Amsterdam.com.
Banger. You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. Baby, let's see if you're know. You are my love, I got it for you.
I hope to be forever
and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart, I know. I never gotta worry about you hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so in need you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. Baby, let's see if you're to know. If you are my love, I got it for you.
You gotta be.
You are my love, I got it for you.
Oh, and quality and beauty today.
All right, you guys, we're back. That was indie artist Takara Hamilton with her track All In. She was our guest on the show a couple weeks ago. Probably might have even been probably a month ago. That's her new track, All In. You guys, if you like that, let us know. If you want to request it, make sure that you let us know by calling in at 646-595-4038. You are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royal T, and I got my girl, Jahira, on the line. We're about to let you know what's new in beauty for this week. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Are you ready?
We had our applauses in. Where's our audience?
All right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. I hope all my ladies are listening in. Fellas, you can listen in, too. I got a little something for you as well. But we're getting into the fall season, right? So we definitely want to make sure that we're ready for that. Most importantly is taking care of your skin for the fall as you transition from the spring and summertime into fall and winter. Things change a little bit because now you know the air is going to get colder, which can dry out the skin. So we definitely want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves from that. You also want to make sure that you are staying hydrated. Even though it's getting a little cooler, hydration is definitely key so that your skin doesn't look dehydrated from the cold air that is hitting it. So I want to make sure that you ladies out there, and you know what, this goes for the men too. Men, if you're into your skincare and you want to make sure that you got that baby smooth skin for the ladies when they're rubbing all on your face or kissing you, whatever the case may be, then definitely these tips can work for you as well. So first of all, I just want to tell you guys to make sure, again, that you are staying hydrated with water. That is key to clear skin, hydrated skin, definitely. And you can even make it a little fancy and spritz a little bit of lemon in your water. That's really cleansing and purifying for you, so definitely make sure that you do that. Also, I want to tell you guys, ladies and men, stay away from soaps. You want to stay away from using soap on your skin, especially like your face, not your body, but your face, because soap is really drying. And also, you know, depending on what soap you use, it has different fragrances and things in it. That's sometimes those things are harmful to the skin. So I'm going to recommend that you use a soap-free cleanser, something that's hydrating to your skin. If you have drier skin, you definitely want to use a cream-based cleanser. And if you are oilier, you want to make sure that you use a gel-based cleanser. Ladies, MAC makes a really good gel-based cleanser. Their green gel cleanser is great for oily skin. They also have some really great cream-based cleansers if you have drier skin. So I want to recommend that. Same thing for you guys. You can check out Clinique or other lines such as Antonio, who has skincare that's specifically for men. So definitely check that out and see what they have and make sure that you are not using soap to cleanse your face because that is very drying. You want to make sure that you use a cleanser. You do want to make sure that you are moisturizing. I also recommend using an exfoliant, if I can talk, with an oil-based scrub. So that's really good because that'll also help to keep the skin really hydrated and moisturized. Definitely, if you're using lotion, and this is for your skin, period, all over your body, make sure that you use more of a thicker cream lotion for your body so that it's really absorbed into the skin and it keeps it more moist now that the air will be getting a little bit colder. And my most favorite thing to say, because I talked about this before, nothing bothers me worse than hard, crusty lips. Like, don't kiss anybody with those. Make sure that you
what
find
you. What do you mean, hard, pressed lips? What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. You know those dry, really dry, hard, crusty lips? You know, the cracked
Did you
lips,
say crusty?
You know. They're crusty.
Oh.
Like they flake.
I heard crusty, my bad.
Yeah, yes, crusty. Exactly. Crusty lips.
That is what
they flake. What did I say? What did I say?
You said crusty.
I can't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What the heck was that? Sorry.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Don't be walking out with no crusty lips. They got chapstick for that.
Right. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, you go to kiss somebody and then you end up with, like, a cut on your lip. That's what I'm talking about. Don't do that. That's not cute. So, and this is for guys and women, because I've seen women actually slather lipstick on dry, crusty lips. That's like the biggest pet peeve for me. Don't do that. Make sure that you exfoliate. You can make your own exfoliant. All you need is like some brown sugar, some olive oil or coconut oil. Mix it together. Make a nice paste. Take you an old toothbrush and get to scrubbing and exfoliating all the crust from the lips. Wash it off. Follow it up with a really good lip balm, and you have like really smooth, kissable, soft lips that are slightly sweet. So there you go. You could also use other essential oils in there too, like peppermint and things like that to, you know, give you a little extra tingle or whatever. Makes it seem like it's really doing a little bit some extra, but you can do a lot of things and make your own lip balm. But that is like huge for me. You guys, make sure you take care of your lips. Make sure you take care of your skin. That will be big for the fall season. So now, let's kind of switch over a little bit, yes, to some makeup looks that are going to be hot for you for this fall season. Now, you know I love fall. We've talked about this a million times. Definitely for the fall season, bold lips are going to be super hot. And you guys probably have seen them on the runway, and you probably have, I'm sorry, you guys, I've got my dog barking in the background, but you guys probably have seen it on the runway, probably when if you've seen any of the pictures from New York Fashion Week, the bold lips are super, super huge. So that's definitely going to be hot for this fall. Bold eyeliner looks, that's probably the best thing that you can do for your eyes, especially if you are not a eyeshadow person. You definitely want to rock out your eyeliners. You can do any colors you like. Black eyeliner is always the bomb. I think it is super sexy. Ladies, rock out with your hot cat eyeliner, your little wing liner, and a bold lip, and you are ready for almost any event possible. So definitely want to recommend that. And also, we have been going through probably for the last couple of seasons the whole chiseled, contoured Kim Kardashian look. We're going to kind of get away from that in the fall season, not so much chisel and highlight and contour and cheekbones and all of that. We're going to go for something a little bit more softer, more natural looking. So definitely. Now, Jahira, do you contour and highlight and all of that?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What are you over there doing? No.
I was thinking pressed a button and a whole bunch of noise was coming out. So I was trying to avoid that from being heard. So my bad.
No, I was asking, do you actually contour and highlight like when you're going out? Because I know you don't do that on like a daily basis. But when you're going out, do you go for that really contoured, highlighted look?
No, not really. Because, I'm more of like a natural
right.
type of girl, so I don't really try to really do too much. Like even today, I didn't mention, but my boyfriend and I had a little photo shoot earlier today. And,
nice.
And it's like the makeup that I did was just like light makeup. I mean, it was daytime. It was outdoors. I didn't want to really put too much on because I knew I was going to be sweating because it was like 91 degrees out here. But I just put like a light eyeshadow and, you know, like kind of like a peachy like eyeshadow. I don't really like to put a lot of makeup on. That's the whole thing with me. Like I try to avoid that at all costs.
That's good, though. And something I've noticed, too, about, like, my own skin, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, like, I'm transitioning through a period or whatever. But with my skin, I noticed that the less makeup I wear, like, the better, like, it looks to me. Like, I've been so picky lately about, like, with the foundations and things that I wear. When I put them on, I'm like, I don't know. This looks too cakey. Like, it looks better if I don't wear any foundation. I don't know, because normally I like to rock out with my foundation when I'm going out to a special event, but I'm finding that, like, maybe just a powder is working better for me these days. I don't know. But, yeah, definitely for the fall season, though, that's perfect because it's all about the natural look when it comes to your skin. No more of that heavy contouring and heavy highlighted look for the ladies this fall season. So we could definitely keep it natural. So bold lips, bold eyeliner, natural skin, those are the hot trends for this fall season, you guys. Go ahead, try it out, rock out, and never be afraid to try new things with your makeup. I think that is the coolest thing about makeup, is that you can transform as much or as little as you want, and it's definitely an awesome enhancement. So give that a try. And I have for you guys one last thing, and what's new in beauty for this week, and that is my fragrance list. You guys know how I am about smelling good, right? So I just want to tell you guys about four new fragrances launching for the fall season. You definitely want to check them out. Sorry, guys, I only have one for you, but I didn't forget about you. So the first one that is launching this month or has launched this month is definitely Nicki Minaj Pink Print. Now, you guys, I have not sampled the scent for this as of yet. I will be sure to do that so I can let you guys know my views on what I think on this fragrance. So definitely look forward to that. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have that next week for you. So make sure you tune into the show so you can find out what royalty thinks about Nicki Minaj Pink Print fragrance. Upcoming in the month of October, you guys, we've got Rihanna Riri fragrance. We talked about that a couple weeks back. She did this amazing photo shoot for this fragrance. She looked absolutely stunning. So Riri is coming out, you guys, for fall, October. For the guys out there, Ralph Lauren is launching a new fragrance. It's called Ralph Lauren Polo Supreme Leather. It is supposed to be a luxury fragrance for the guys. It is set to launch in October of 2015 as well. So, fellas, look forward to that. There's nothing sexier than a man who smells absolutely amazing. So, there you have it.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
Right. Yes.
Love for a man to be good and good old, good smelling.
Yes, indeed. You did. You did.
Let me triple that.
So, and the last fragrance, you guys, is Love by Sofia Vergara. And again, this fragrance was inspired by the love she shares with her new husband. And it also launches in October of 2015. So we're looking for Rihanna Riri, Ralph Lauren Polo Supreme Leather, and Love by Sofia Vergara. These are launching within the next month. So you guys want to make sure that you check out these fragrances. I will review them.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I will review them as they come out and let you guys know what I personally think about them.
Woo! Now, let me ask you this. Have you smelled any of Beyonce's fragrances?
I will say this. The last fragrance that I smelled of Beyonce was Heat. I like the original Heat. I know she's kind of remixed it and came out with a little bit of different, you know, Heat this and Heat that. And, you know, I like the original Heat fragrance. And that so far has been the only fragrance that I really like by Beyonce. But I have not tried any newer ones that she's come out with.
Well, I recently had a chance to smell them, and I like them. I was surprised.
Really?
Because obviously, you know, she's a singer, so I never really pay attention to when an artist has a fragrance, because I mean, they really just more like a spokesman. So I don't really buy it based on it just saying it's a Beyonce perfume or it's a Rihanna or Sophia. Like, I usually go off of my own wants. You know what I mean? My own likes, I should say.
Right.
And one of my friends happened to have it. She has two fragrances. I want to say one is the Heat. It's something like that, it may be called Heat. And there's another one, like
yes.
Sunset or something. I don't know. I'm probably making that up. But, you know, one of them was more like summery type of perfume because it has that softer smell. And then another one you could tell was more for like fall or winter. And I liked them both. I was surprised. I was very surprised because I never expected to ever like any of them. Like, I didn't like, I never really got into the whole J-Lo fragrances.
Oh, I do. Actually, only, wait a minute, let me see. There's two, actually, by J-Lo that I absolutely love. I did not like the first fragrance. Was that just like the regular glow? I did not like that one at all. But Miami Glow, anything that says Miami and it has to be great, right? So,
really?
Miami Glow, yes, Miami Glow is bomb.com. And the other one is, oh, there's three actually. Miami Glow, there's Live, I think it's called Live. That is.
Live. Turn the music up. That's one of her songs. Sorry.
Sorry.
It may not even be Live. It may be Loud.
It is Loud, but that's okay. You was rocking it out, Jay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just messing up today. I don't know the name of fragrances, song names. I just know the songs. I just know the fragrance. But I don't know the name.
That's okay. We knew what you... That's okay. We knew what was going on. But yes,
yeah.
Live is bomb. And then the other one is Glow After Dark. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Glow
so
After Dark.
Yes. So the two highly recommended scents from J-Lo is Miami Glow. Did I like Miami Glow better than Live? No. Okay, we're going to take Miami Glow out. It does smell good, but Live and Glow After Dark.
Live and Glow After Dark. All right. What do y'all think
bomb.
Out there? We need
yes,
the audience to call us up. Let us know what your thoughts are. Call us in at 646-595-4038. Let us know what your thoughts are on everything we just mentioned, everything she just mentioned regarding the chapped lips. And of course, keep yourselves hydrated because everybody needs to remain hydrated because your skin needs it. It definitely needs that. That water does a body good. They say, you know how they used to say milk does a body good? Water definitely does a body good. Definitely.
It does. It actually does better, you guys, than milk.
But you know what? I think a lot of people need to also read up on what they're drinking because,
right.
You know, we have to be careful with our intake. And when we get Gigi back, who was one of our guests a couple weeks ago, she was talking about the whole, what, nutrition and all of that stuff. So when she comes back,
right.
You know, which she'll be back on October 3rd, make sure y'all call in, but she'll probably give us a little snippet on that. I'm going to make sure we ask her. But I'll be honest with y'all, like, when you drink, spring water is the only water that I would drink unless it's distilled or it's that, what is it, alkaline water, which is the absolute
right.
best food. It's the best water. Like, it only, it's like, you know, water actually can have flavor. Which is interesting, and a lot of people don't know, but it's really what you put in your
right.
body. You got to be really careful with that, but I'm not going to get into that tonight, because tonight we have a lot of other things we're getting into, but definitely call us up and let us know what your thoughts are if you want to ask any questions about anything Ms. Royal mentioned tonight. Call us up, 646-595-4038, and don't forget, soon, we're going to get Memphis Moe on the line, and he'll be chatting up
definitely.
About his mixtape or mixed album release recently called Classics. And we're going to play some of his music later on, and we're going to be talking with him. So any questions, make sure you write them down now so you don't forget. He'll be on with us around 8 o'clock tonight. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, you guys. We're going to go ahead and get into a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get into some entertainment news for you guys. We will see you at the other end of the break. Right now, we're going to go ahead and play this track by Miss Jasmine Sullivan. This is called Brand New.
Brand New. Dollhouse Radio.
Yes, indeed.
If I had a dime for every two foot of rap dream, you know the girls would be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes, put it on disturb on the door now. Then I buy a cheap dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekends, and I gotta look good when I'm repping. Yeah, he about to sign a deal, he about to go.
We are back. That was Ms. Jasmine Sullivan with her track Brand New. Love that, love that. If you guys love that too, you can always request that track when you call into the show. We are at 646-595-4038. This is Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I got my co-host on the line with me, Jahira. We just got through telling you guys what's new in beauty for this week. But if you did miss that part of the show, it's all good. You can always go ahead and check us out on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com/Dollhouse Radio, or make sure you click on any of the links that you see tweeted out on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, all of that good stuff. You can always check out our shows on demand. So we are back. It's time to get into to some entertainment news. Just so you guys do know, we have our special guest, Memphis Moe, coming on with us at the top of the hour, so you do not want to miss it. But I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Jahira. What's going on in celebrity news this week?
All right. So let me just say, you cannot mess with the queen, Miss Patti LaBelle. Did you hear what happened to Miss Patti LaBelle? She done called up some guests, some fans. She got some fans up on her stage while she was performing Lady Marmalade. Now, you know there's always that one that goes the extra mile, decides he wants to unbutton his shirt, unbutton his pants, acting like he's some kind of Chocolate City guy or Magic Mike guy. I don't know who he thought he was. But, you know, Miss Patti ain't having that. She's
right.
She didn't just get him off the stage. She kicked him out of the entire venue.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not a Nicki Minaj or a Miley Cyrus show. This is not happening on my show. She kicked him out.
I heard that.
She said, no way, Jose.
And she threw shade.
Poor guy. He didn't know. He didn't know who he was messing with. You can't do that to Auntie Patti. You just don't do that.
Right, not Patti.
So I know we were not going to mention this one person.
No. I did good.
You did great. I have to mention this because I don't know. Like, this is just something that threw me off here. So apparently Kylie Jenner, during New York Fashion Week, one of the fans decided that they wanted to attack her. They literally pulled her hair and yanked it back. And you could tell it hurt from what they're saying. It hurt because her head went like real back. So her two bodyguards, of course, went over there, you know, stopped it, got in the way, whatnot. But in the midst of them trying to get to this one fan, Jessica Alba happened to be in the middle. And so she got a little trampled about it over, you know, that whole situation. But kudos to Kylie, because Kylie sent her basically a flower tree to her house. So she sent her some beautiful flowers in, you know, saying apologies, you know, sending her apologies for what occurred. And once she heard about what happened. So kudos to her for that, because she gets a lot of flack for everything that's going on in her life right now. And in addition to that, you know, she's with Mr. Tyga. So come to find out, Tyga got a whole lot of money, financial issues going on. They got a tax on him. They're looking for him. Apparently last year he owed like $100,000 to the IRS. And then this year he got like, not only does he owe the IRS, I think they said like $60,000 or something like that, but he also hasn't paid his landlord $70,000.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That little Ferrari that he bought her?
Yeah. How do you not pay the landlord and buy Kylie a Ferrari?
Trying to fit the bill. I don't know what's going on in the man's life. Like, you just, you know, you can't top that. But you know what's hilarious? I walked into Publix today, and you know how they have all these magazines in the front of the store for you to look at or for you to buy?
Right.
And, you know, they got the Star, they got the OKs, they got the craps. They're all craps to me. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, of course, they've got Kylie in the front page, and they're talking about how Kim is going to court against Kylie and saying Kylie owes her money for the business.
Really?
I don't know how true that is, because this is blood. Like, this is her baby sister. So I don't think that's necessary. I don't think that's true. Because, you know, they be coming up with a whole bunch of stuff. Just like they are coming up with this thing about Caitlyn and Ellen DeGeneres. Like, they're going through it. Apparently, they got into a big altercation backstage when Kate was at the show. I don't know how true that is either, guys. These are rumors in the streets, so I don't really know what's going on. But they're saying, the word is, they're saying that Kate, a lot of Hollywood is turning against Kate, talking about Caitlyn is a fraud. Dun, dun, dun.
I knew Caitlyn was going to come up. As a matter of fact, I actually had saw something about Caitlyn, and I didn't throw this in beauty news because I was trying to stay away from the Kardashians. But I heard that she threw shade on Kylie's brows. Okay, yes,
no.
On her brows. Like, these brows
on her
are wet.
Daughter? How
yes,
so? What
indeed.
Did she say?
Caitlyn, wait, I'm gonna have to.
I didn't hear about this. By the way, guys, well, she's looking it up. I don't know if you're aware, but the Emmy Awards are up tonight, prime time. And, you know, Taraji was up for an award. It's a bunch of stuff. Like, they're doing it tonight. It's happening right now while we're on this, on our show talking on Beauty and Beats. So get tuned if you can while you're tuning into us, so don't leave us out of it. And don't forget to call in and share everything with us, any questions you may have, 646-595-4038. But this whole Kate situation, I can't.
I know.
That's
okay,
insane.
You guys. So, look, so for the record, so, because you know this is how rumors get started. So for the record, Caitlyn did make a statement about her brows, but she was only making a statement. It was supposed to be a joke because she says Kylie's brows are too perfect, but she was like, I hate Kylie's brows. But it's only because she says she's jealous of how perfect they are. So she wasn't technically throwing shade, or maybe she was. But according to U.S. Magazine, she was just joking. You know, it's kind of more of a compliment or a little funny sarcasm to how perfect Kylie Jenner's brows are. But Caitlyn's been a little catty lately, so, you know, you never know when she says stuff.
I think the true person is coming out these days. Like, I don't know. I just think it's just... No words. But you know who has a new song out? Have you heard it? Keisha Cole featuring Young Thug.
No, I have not heard it at all.
We have to get a listen of it. It's called Don't Waste My Time. It's her latest single, which is out. And it's an interesting song, but I love, like, honestly, I like her. I think she's an awesome performer. Well, singer.
Right.
She's dope. I like her. Like, she grew on me because at first she was annoying, but I like her now.
Okay.
So, did you or did you not get a chance to look at Mr. Kanye West's album cover?
I did not get to see the album cover as of yet.
What?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and check it. I'm going to check it out, you know what, right now, so I can be on point with it. Let me see this album cover.
Just so you know while you're looking it up, guys, and those that haven't seen it, it is extremely controversial. Typical Kanye, you know, like, that's exactly what he does. He's just freaking controversy king next to 50 Cent. But
oh, goodness.
Album cover is, you know, he's really basically playing Jesus, really playing the role of Jesus. He's got a crown on his head, the kind of crown that Jesus had. There's the devil sitting on his right side. There's a woman with the snake tongue. Oh, it's a reptile. And what was the other one? And then I want to say there was also an angel in the back or something like that. But he's sitting on the phone. And it's just, like I said, typical Kanye, controversy to its fullest.
It's kind of creepy is what it is. Like,
yes. There's a lot of people out there that are like, what is going on here? Like, that's
what
just a little
hell
bit too far
smoking?
To me. Yeah, that's a little too far to me. What do you guys think? Those out there listening, call us up, 646-595-4038. If you had a chance to look at Kanye West's album cover, tell us your thoughts, because this is too much for me. Like, I don't know how he could do it. I could not live with myself if I shot a picture like that. Like, and maybe it's because I believe in God too much. Like, I love God, and I don't know. But, like, it's just way too much.
This is definitely a bit much.
In addition to his butt saying he's running for president, it's like, okay, what do? So, in other news, you know, were you going to say something?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was actually laughing at the photos of Kanye's album, and I am, like, going to tweet these out as we are on the show here. Go ahead.
Yeah, crazy. That is so cray-cray. Quincy Jones was recently hospitalized for chest pains. So let's put a prayer out and up to him and his family, because you know, we love us some Quincy, like.
Definitely.
Such a great producer and just awesome. So
amazing.
But he tweeted out that all is good. So, you know those fellas from back in that time, they it's hard to get them down.
Right. So I definitely agree that we should, like, send out prayers and everything. And Quincy Jones has done so much. In the business, like, it's crazy. He is absolutely amazing.
And last but certainly not least, big shout out and happy birthday to Miss Jada Pinkett Smith.
Happy birthday, Jada.
44. Her birthday was on the 18th, so we're a couple of days late, but we had to give her a shout out. Did you know she's 44?
I did not know she's 44, and she looks amazing.
Amazing. But let me just share what I don't even know what to say about this man, because he's just, like, he's grown to be, like, such a handsome man as he gets older, and he's just amazing to me. Like, their relationship, Will and Jada, like, it's amazing. So he posted a picture, and I just have to read everything this man said on his Facebook page. So just bear with me on this one, because this is so cute. This was taken at your mom's house 20 years ago. That's a long time ago. So I decided to do some math. I have sung happy birthday to you 20 times, and I have bought you 19 birthday presents. I was mad that 1 year. I have watched you blow out 693 candles, 737 after tonight. I've told you I love you at least 8,285 times. And of the nearly 3.96 billion women on the planet, there is only one that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Happy birthday, my love.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
so incredibly sweet. Oh, my.
And
no,
the picture he posted, you could tell Jada was so young, like, so young. So, happy birthday and congrats to them, too, because they've definitely shown and proved, you know, relationships are not easy. I mean, you could tell by the posts that she makes and the things that she says when she's speaking. Like, they've been through some things. But one of the things, like she is it's a commitment that you make in a relationship that makes it last, that makes you want to make it last. It's that commitment that you make, friendship. But through it all, don't forget about you. Because if you ain't good, you can't make anybody else good. You can't make anybody else happy. So I appreciate the words that she's always sending out to us. I appreciate her tremendously. So shout out to Jada. Love her dearly. And, you know, Will got a new movie coming out soon. By the way, I saw Perfect Guy over the weekend. Did you get a chance to see it?
Oh, no. I'm supposed to be doing it this week. I haven't got a chance. I was actually at a kind of bachelorette party weekend thing this past weekend, but I definitely got to go check that out. It was super fun. No, it wasn't mine. It was actually my cousin, and it was very fun, very interesting. Lots of alcohol, and
exactly what you need.
Exactly what I need.
All right.
I want to know.
Huh?
I was just going to say, I wanted to know what you thought about the movie, but our guest is on the line with us.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What did I think of the movie? The movie was totally not what I expected for it to be. Like, I mean, it was what I expected it to be. The only thing is there were some twists and turns in it that I didn't expect to happen. I was just like, I was like, whoa. Yeah, you'll see it and you'll be amazed just as I was. But, and it's, of course, and the theater was packed out again this week, so I wouldn't doubt if that's still the number one movie this past weekend as well, once they hit the charts this coming week now. There you have it, guys. That's the news and entertainment for tonight. And next Sunday, I'll have some more for ya.
All right. Well, it is just 3 minutes to the 8 o'clock hour, but we do have our guest here with us. So you guys, make sure that you are tuned in right now to the show. Call us up. You can stream online. Call us up, 646-595-4038. But right about now, we're about to bring in our guest of the night, Memphis Mo.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, ladies. What's going on?
Not
what's
much.
Happening?
We're good. How are you?
Welcome to Beauty and Beat.
Hey, I'm just pretty busy, just trying to run around, and like it's been a really, really busy couple of weeks, so I definitely had to make time for you guys. You guys showed me so much support. I had to make sure I got on the line with you all and see if we can get a little chatting going for a bit here.
All right. We surely appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for your time. This is Miss Royalty on the line, Memphis Mo. You know,
yes.
Memphis is obviously from Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Yes, I would be. And again, nice to meet you, Miss Royalty and Ms. Jahara, two such lovely ladies.
Thank you. I
tell you,
he's one of the humblest artists out there right now. Like I said, we did a promotion earlier this week for his new album, and that's all people kept saying throughout the night was, he's so humble. I was like, yeah, he is pretty humble. He's a pretty cool cat right there.
Well, I should thank you. I just try to make it a note to, you know, be respectful of, try to respect how people feel and respect their space, and as well as try to be, just respectable to people, because I feel like I deserve it. I feel like I deserve that same respect. If I approach you in a humble fashion, I kind of expect the same in return, though that's not always what I receive. But, you know, I welcome everybody with open arms.
So give us a background. How did you start? Like, what inspired you to get into the rapping game?
Well, actually, hold on. Let me get myself together. I got me a little glass of Hennessy and a good pack of Backwoods trying to get myself situated here. Actually, it's just kind of it's in my DNA, I guess I could say. My father was in the music business. As a toddler, I remember, you know, crawling through the house and walking through the house playing with studio equipment, even though I had no idea that's what it was. You know, my dad had a record label he started in 1979, and I guess he had no idea that I would want to continue the music business. So I actually started out, you know, just back in that time period, you know, most people just kind of had the feeling for music. That was kind of before rap had hit the scene. So I was already into the music itself. You know, Saturday mornings, my house was filled with, the first black owned and ran radio station in the United States is started in Memphis, Tennessee, which was WDIA. So, you know, that's what our Saturday morning house was filled with, WDIA music and soulful music, Stax and Al Green and B.B. King and Johnny Taylor. So I kind of just grew up in listening to music. And, of course, I started out early on in the choir, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. Yes, I do sing a little bit. But I started out in the choir as a kid.
What you say?
Hey, well, I'm not saying I will be. Well, I mean, you get a little taste of me singing on the project on Classic, so get just a little taste. But I just started out in the music business early on, and when rap hit the scene, it was like, okay, I know this is what I want to do. And of course, back then we danced, and you know, with Kid and Play, and we had. New Edition, yeah. Like, you know, everybody wanted to be like these superstars because they all had dance moves and they all sang well. And then when rap hit the scene, we still had dancing and stuff going on. But, you know, I kind of just embraced all of it. And here I am. And I just, you know, years later, I'm still at it. And I'm actually gaining more ground than actually what I expected with this project. And it's just, you know, things are taking off for me right now, just staying busy.
So now you said you had started a record label back then?
Well, my father started a record label in 1979.
Oh.
And once I got old enough and he saw that I was really serious about it, he just kind of handed the label over to me. It's like, son, I see you're going to do this. Of course, he had to stop because he had the family to take care of back, you know, not long, a few years right. after he started it. So, you know, it was a different time period, and the music was definitely, music business was definitely somewhat different. Look at my phone jumping here now. Hold on a second. It's my mom. I hate to put my mom on hold. Okay, I'm going to have to call my mom back. She going to fuss at me. Okay.
No.
I'm getting in trouble, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. We've got Mrs. Moe in trouble.
I'll make it up to her.
My goodness.
Yeah, like I was saying, I'm sorry, got off subject. My dad started a label in 1979. It was titled Junction Records back then. Around the mid-90s, he officially handed that and the publishing company over to me. You know, just basically the official paperwork, because it hadn't been, you know, in action for some years. But he just handed me over the paperwork I needed to be off and running, and I kind of just, you know, took what knowledge I could gain from him. Of course, the business had changed some, and I just kind of, you know, gained that knowledge from him and went out and got the experience as far as trying to run a record label. Though I always had the passion for being an artist, I just had a record label sitting in my lap. So I ran out on an independent level, and here I am rapping now and doing a little bit of everything, engineering, you know, making beats here and there, but my passion is behind the microphone.
Now, I do know you have a record label named Caviar Dreams, right?
Yes, sure do. That's,
now,
how
did that come about?
Well, of course, most people know my cousin Cap One. My younger cousin, he was the first rapper to sign to Motown back in 2000. I got here, of course, you know, me being raised from a label standpoint, and him being basically his father's a singer as well. So him being raised from an artist standpoint, we just kind of got together and said, look, we both have experience in both areas. Let's get together and see if we could, you know, brand this label of Caviar Dreams that we have. And so it's off and running. And that's just really Caviar Dreams Entertainment. is just kind of one of the sister companies of Caviar Dreams LLC somewhat, because we also have a luxury car service. We have lip balm, hand sanitizer.
Wow.
We have several things coming up up under the Caviar Dreams umbrella. But as of right now, we're really trying to brand the Caviar Dreams Entertainment. So that's Caviar Dreams is Cap One, who's, by the way, 2 Chainz artist signed to TRU, managed by Street Execs. And so we got together and created Caviar Dreams LLC, and we have several things we're trying to work up under that particular umbrella.
All right. So
nice.
Tell us about Classic now. Classic, tell us about Classic. Classic is your album, right?
Yeah. Classic is just released this past Wednesday on the 16th. You can find it on Live Mixtapes. You go to livemixtapes.com, just go to the search file and type in Memphis Mo. That's MemphisMoe. Make sure the tab is to the right is on artist, and hit go, and I should be the first project to pop up there on that page. And it's on the indie side.
Right. And I know that one of your songs is called Everything. How did that song, what's that song about? Because we're going to play that next.
Well, it's called Doing Everything, and we kind of just, like I said, between myself and my cousin Cap, we kind of just got together and put our finances together and put our hustle together, man. And we're basically out here doing everything. It's not much about life that we aren't really having right now. So we're just kind of enjoying life and trying to expand the brand itself. But the song is basically saying that we're out here doing everything, man. We having it at this point. You can call us the haves. So this song
features Cap One?
Oh, no. The song Doing Everything is just a song. It's just a solo song, me. But that's just one of our you know, slang terms. We're doing everything, man. We're having it right now. Let's be grateful for that and just keep doing everything. Just keep trying to climb. So, yeah, that's a song just kind of, you know, everything in there is true. You know, it's kind of somewhat of a real record. Because I've done basically everything we've done or doing basically everything we talked about in that record. So.
All right, Ms. Roy, are you ready to play that Everything?
I am ready.
All right,
you
guys.
All right, this is Mrs. Mo with Everything.
Oh. You know who it is. Memphis Mo, baby. Caviar Dream. We doing everything.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
I know you see me in the slingshot, up and down I 75, moving through the traffic, and your bitch look like she wanna ride. It don't have no top, that mean you ride it in the summertime. She took off her top and then remind me that it's summertime. Hop inside, take a spin, Instagram pic, tell your friend. Riding with a half today, plus my niggas pulling in. Girl, don't be acting silly, backwards what we rolling in. Pop off the ceiling, pull up or pull up for that permission scene. Keeping the G's, just pimping in me. Caviar Dreams, that is the team, and that is what life and luxury means. I pull up in a Sprinter made by Benz. I'm swooping and swapping the foreign. Except for the Escalade, it was too clean. You tell me I can't and I do it again. You tell me I can't and I do it again. We got lip balm, nigga, handspray. Trap bounce like a spring set. Stunt with the money, but I ain't baby. I'm skydiving all live in Vegas. I was 1 card away from a million bucks. I got my poker face with this tough look. I got my pints in and ran my check up. And I'm right back in and it's big nuts.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
We doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Wow. TRU affiliated. Street is X, so we'll break your neck. Got lawyers on backup. If you wanna act up, we come from the bottom. I don't wanna back up. Got weapons I don't know how to pronounce, and you just might wanna back up.
These niggas be copying and pasting what we do. I call them snackers selling a dream. Lying about what you can do when you're seen. I call them actors. Got a big fan, but when I'm alone, gotta keep a tone. Call me a packer. Never been a hater. Only paper chaser. Schedule kind of fool. Maybe see you later. Wasn't really cool. Running into you. Just got a call. Said she wanted school. Did I fail to mention it was from your boo? Said that I'm a dude. Shit that you won't do. Said she got dinner and move it for two. But I'ma pass it up and leave it to you. Cause I got a truckload of work. I gotta move. I got some other stuff that I gotta do. I'm fishing in Florida, hunting in Georgia, hiking in Tennessee. Put on your boots. And if you know you scared, then just say you scared. Don't be a fool by making no moves. I'm out of your range. It's simple and plain. So go to the range and learn how to shoot. In case it pop off, don't get popped off. I'ma walk off. Yeah, I've been a ball. Go have some seats here. Go my receipts. Now check my resume. Yeah, I paid the cost.
Doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
He's doing everything.
Nah, for real, it's time for that.
Well.
He doing everything.
Believe it or not, that's what that's one of my more favorite favorite cuts on it on this album.
Really, I love it.
Yeah, that sample gets you riding.
All right, y'all. Let's get Memphis Mo's song continued to be played on not just Beauty and Beats, but on our Dow House Radio. Period. Call it in. As often as you want, 646-595-4038. If you want to talk to Mr. Memphis Mo yourself, call in now as well. We here, we live, man. Miss Royal, Jahira, and Memphis Mo.
Just bring a backwood with you.
Yes. Bring it.
So I want to know.
Okay,
go ahead, John.
No,
I was just going to say, I wanted to know what hip-hop artists influenced you, especially back when you first, like, started to fall in love with hip-hop. What were some of those artists that influenced you?
Well, it's just a list of those. The list goes on. But, of course, I'm from the South, so, you know, I had to start out with my local artists because that's what was popping back then, back when the mixtape.
Right.
When the mixtape game first really, really started, when it was really, really on tapes. You know, we had guys like DJ Squeaky making noise back home. Like, they were making major noise back in Memphis to the point to where, you know, Relativity and Loud had to come to Memphis and start picking up some of these artists. So, you know, I have to say DJ Squeaky, Sum 36, Skinny Pimp, like, the local artists from Bow My Way. And then we expand out further. Of course, you know, we got A-Ball and MJG. And you got UGK, and you got the Ghetto Boys, and you got the Dayton Family, and you got NWA, and you got Uncle Luke and them. Like, you got Two Live Crew. Like, it was just when the South came and we actually had a voice, it was like I really didn't really tune too much too far out, you know. Of course, of course, you know, that was always the, you know, the LL Cool J's and the Rakims, and like, you automatically include those.
Right.
Like, those cats, right. Like, you couldn't deny what they brought to the table. But, you know, even DMX, when he hit the scene, it was like, okay, but I was already kind of in the business thing and already kind of off and going. But early on, it was a lot of South rap, you know, and, you know, I don't know if they still differentiate rap between rap and hip-hop, but, you know, when the South finally voiced Outkast, of course, you know, love those guys. But when the South got a voice, I just kind of gravitated to what was familiar to me. And, it took a lot of that, you know, a lot of those guys out here, you know, grinding hard, trying to make the way, and it just allowed, you know, of course, we see where we are now. So it just kind of, you know, paved the way for us to actually have a voice. So I have to contribute that. That's taking nothing away from the East Coast or the Midwest or, you know, up north or none of them, those guys, or not even the West Coast. But, you know, I've kind of gravitated to what I was a little bit more familiar with. And then I was able to expand and actually appreciate what the other artists done. But I just felt like once we got a voice, now we have a voice, I think it's kind of, it just broadened it up for, it just opened up the floodgates for everybody to actually have a voice now.
Okay.
Awesome.
So let me ask you this, because the next song we're going to play is the Juice song. Tell us a little background on Juice. Where Juice stem from? Like, what's Juice about?
Well, Juice is kind of letting you know I'm him, you know. You know, the person I always talk about, well, he, him, or that's that guy over there. I'm him. Right now, I'm if I'm not him already, I'm trying my best to be him, and it won't be long before I get to that point. But, you know, I got the juice. Of course, we all probably remember the movie with Tupac and, you know, from back in the day, the movie Juice. And it kind of stemmed from that a little bit. And then out here in this game, it's like, in this music business and just in life period, like, you got to have the juice at whatever you're trying to do. If you're if you're a secretary working the front desk, you better have the juice to run the hell out the front desk. Otherwise, it's somebody that can come along and take your place. You know, so like,
that's
you got
right.
The juice, whatever it is you're doing, make sure you, if you don't have the juice, be filling your cup up till you got the juice. You know, so and the juice is just having your thing down, having whatever you do, you do it your best, and make sure you try your best to be the best person doing it.
There it is, y'all.
Not my,
gotta
and I
have
to add too. The way you
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
You know, be the best person to do it the way you do it.
Mhm. So, are we ready for Juice, Miss Royal?
We are ready for Juice. Here, you guys. Here's another one from Mrs. Mo. This is Juice. You guys, listen in. Let us know what you think.
Let's do it.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I get the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I get the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I get the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I got the juice. I got the juice. Rappers be mad when I step in the booth. Niggas be mad cause they bitches be loose. But the rallies be mad cause I be like poof. I got that juice. I got that juice. I pull up in a new two-door man that's a coupe. Might take my bitch to Pluto. We smoking the truth. I'm kicking shit like judo. Got blood on my boots. Fuck what you think, what you thought, what you knew. When you're back on the wall, you can't say what you won't do. Back to the trap and you trapping for fuse. Put your plug to the socket. You back in the move. Now your bitch say she loving my gangster. Cause my dick got a hook like a hanger. Plus I make her feel cozy and comfortable, sexy and classy. She warm like a manger. Banger. Gotta keep one for the anger. Cause a nigga try to put you in danger. When they see you getting money, that's lame, bruh. So we'll put you niggas on pause. Drop through the city, money getting low, and the fiends start having withdrawals. Then the doctor said that they need the meds. Cause I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I get the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas on pause. I'm the one making the calls.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I get the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I get the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas on pause, I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I been hit the juice and I won't let it go. I've been rapping and trapping since in 94. I've been macking and stacking since I hit the dough. I've been off and running since my feet hit the floor. I've been moving packets, get them in. They go as I move through traffic in the Benz. For dough looking out Ferrari, man. Put him in scope and be ready to take him out. Get on the low. My niggas, they know me. My bitches, they blow me. Some niggas, they hate me. Some bitches, they chase me. I'm dipping and dodging and weaving through traffic. Ain't pressing no brakes and I feel like I'm racing to meet with my plug. He patiently waiting the truck at the station. Ain't no negotiation. Look me in my eyes, ask me am I Haitian. Hold up your guys, my folks don't do debating. Talk about money, the only conversation. Drop off that work and I beat the population. Keep this shit business, it's such a good relationship. In the ocean, it's time for a vacation. Bank slips with some bad bitches and some D's and some land, that's my only confirmation. Nice trips all over the world for my whole team, cause I feed the fam. Wow. I hit your bitch on the regular. I hit your bitch on the regular.
I get the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I get the juice.
I put you niggas on pause, I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals, and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice.
I hit your bitch on the regular, I hit your bitch on the regular.
I got the juice.
That's probably her calling my cellular. I make that pussy get wetter, bruh.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas on pause, I'm the one making the calls.
I got the juice.
I put you niggas through withdrawals, and the bank making withdrawals.
I got the juice. I got the juice.
Okay.
All right.
I have to say, I love juice.
I do too.
I have to say that. I'm sitting here like, where did you get your breath? Because I don't understand.
Well,
he was going in, wasn't he, Ms. Royals?
Yes, definitely.
Ms. Royals.
Definitely.
I'm glad y'all like it. Just, you know, come natural.
I'm like, you nice, going off nice. On all of y'all people out there. Y'all better watch out, because Memphis Moe is in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yes, I am.
That was hot.
Choke
so,
me up.
That was hot.
Really quick, because our time is like, obviously we have way too much fun. Time is running, but what do you want to like let, you know, like to say to some young upcoming artists that is trying to get in the game? Like, obviously you've got the whole entrepreneurial stuff going on, and like what kind of influential words would you like to share with the young kids that are coming up that want to get into the music world?
Well, first you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you could be successful at it. Right? I know a lot of times we look for somebody else to give us validation on how good we are and how well we are and whether we can do something or we can't do something. But you have to come up with your own perspective and your own focus. To say, look, this is what I want to do, and that's not just necessarily in music, just in life general. Find what it is that you really, really have a passion for. What it is that something that if you wake up and you're not doing that throughout your day, or you don't get a chance to do it throughout that day, you're upset about it. You need to find something that you really, really want to do. And for me, it was music. So if it's music for you, believe in yourself first of all, and then. You know, you have to get out here and make yourself be known. My pop used to tell me, nobody's going to make you valid. You have to make yourself valid. You have to make yourself available. You have to make yourself available to be seen. Present what you have to the world. Do the best you can when you do that presentation. It's not all people not going to always accept it. You're not always going to be, you know, it's somebody out there that's going to like what you do. So as long as you do your style of music, your style of rap, and continue to present that to the world, however you can present it to the world, there's somebody out there that likes you. You know, you're going to get people to say, oh, well, that's not bumping, that's whack. Okay, well, that your style of music is not for them. Just know that it's somebody out there that's going to like the music that you do. So if I have to say anything, make yourself what you want to be.
And there you have it, in the words of Mr. Memphis Moe. The next song we're going to play is your single, right? So Good. So tell us a little bit about So Good. Where does that come from? What inspires So Good?
Well, first of all, the beginning inspiration for So Good was the producer himself. You know, it's my guy King Louie, man, and he just kind of gave me this track and said, dude, I just feel like this song right here is for you. And when y'all hear it, like I'm not gonna spoil the surprise, but when you hear it, most people should recognize the sample. But it came from the producer, and he gave it to me, man. It was like, okay, let's do this. And you know, I had some partners out of town in Texas, and they were like, hey, let's put my guy on it. Let's put one of my partners on there. And I didn't really know who they was talking about to begin with until they told me who it was, and it just turned out to be Slim Thug, and he was digging the track, and you know, he dropped his verse, and
And I dropped my verse, and it was really going to be a two-verse song. And then some said, okay, it's room for a few more verses on here. We need to try to make this a strip club anthem or something. And so my guy Schooley heard it, you know, Schooley from the West Side. Shouts out West Side, mm-hmm. Shouts out Schooley, ATL. You know, he heard it and was like, man, let me do it. And I'm like, let's do it. So we linked up with him. And, of course, you know, my cousin heard all us on there snapping. So, you know, Cap One was like, man, you got to let me round this off. And I'm like, man, I want you to round it off. So we just kind of got all linked up, man. And after we got Slim Thug verse back, you know, we just kind of, you know, went in and snapped out on it. It just turned out to be what it is, man. And, you know, shot out of town and you know, hit a couple of DJs with it, couple of dancers with it, and it's kind of doing what it do on its own. So I give y'all So Good featuring Slim Thug, myself, Schooley, and Cap One. Hope y'all enjoying this one, ladies.
So without further ado, you're about to hear Memphis Mo's single, So Good.
Yes, sir.
Gotta get them T-shirts, too.
Put somebody on him.
Oh, yeah.
You got a girl who can turn him off?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine. Let's do it. Got a girl, pussy,
hey.
So good.
Got your man, Memphis Mo.
Good.
M-Town, yeah. To H-Town,
good.
To A-Town,
yeah.
To Shot-Town. Let's go.
I got a girl, pussy so good. She got these niggas out here fighting in the hood.
Damn.
Trying to claim her, we used to gang bang her. Pussy so good, it'll change her. She'll make a player cuff, you'll never get enough. Can't look her in the eyes when you fuck. You gotta try to hit it from behind so she can't get all in your mind. Pussy good and she super fine. Baddest bitch around her, make you bust and keep you up. If she ain't better than Super, here she next runner up. I'm talking straight slut, make your fantasy come true. But the pussy so good, she can't only fuck with you.
I got a girl, her pussy so good, ain't. Have a nigga riding around all day looking through the hood, ain't. Pick up the phone, I'm on my way, I wanna feel that thing. The way you work them hips will drive a man insane. Bad bitch with a bad mouth, when she on the pole, niggas cash out. And she guarantee you bust a nut in minutes before you pass out. And she throwing that ass, niggas don't wanna let go of that ass. Don't like the pussy, you must be a fag, a gay or something. Don't matter to me, cause it's more for the money. Niggas is bees and she got that honey. Sunshine pussy, must be from Florida. Give me that cookie, I'm placing my order. Nuke it like it come from the border. Look it, can I touch it and fumble? Ooh wee, like a river is running. Fill her up and put your dick in her tummy. These niggas in love, but she chasing her money.
Pussy good, bring it back, break her back, make her scratch, make her squeal, make her talk, she's a rat, pop a pill, make it pop, you'll be back, bad phone, dip it lay long, dip it real bad, dip it got my head gone, let her ride.
Good.
on Beauty and Beats Dollhouse Radio. Thank you so much for calling in, Memphis Mo. We appreciate you taking time out to hang out with us. Make sure you let everybody know your social media so people can know how to follow you and where to get up.
All right. Well, first, I really appreciate you ladies having me on the show. And Zahari, you've really been a great help with getting this classic on the move too. And you too, Royalty. I noticed you guys have been really active on social media, and I really appreciate you all as well. But you can definitely find me on Twitter and Facebook. That's Memphis Mo 901. That's MemphisMoe 901. That's Twitter and Facebook. On Instagram, is just simply Memphis Mo.
All right. Thanks again, Home Skillet.
My Periscope, Memphis Mo as well. Like everything is pretty much centralized, right? Everything centralized.
Cool beans. Cool. Do you have a website?
Tell people
how to get the mixtape again.
You can go to livemixtapes.com and you can get the full everything hosted by DJ Esud, DJ Mook, DJ Teflon, Caviar Dreams Presents, Memphis Mo Classic, mixed by St. Lou Hits and Shouted Fresh, mastered by Devontae Black. You know, we're just out here working. I definitely have some other features on there. I have the lovely Brandy Williams on there of the group Black. Go get that, livemixtape.com. You know, do the search right there, Memphis Mo, MemphisMoe. Or at this point, you could just go to Google. Google me, please.
Google me, bitch.
Yeah, Google me.
All right, Memphis Mo, again, thank you for calling in and hanging out.
Thank you
so much. 30 minutes.
All right, thank you, ladies.
All right, talk soon.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, there you have it. Yes, it was. I'm actually loving all of his tracks, all of them.
Yay!
So you guys, if you love any of those, all of those, make sure that you call in and not vote, but request them on the show. I'm like, yeah, go vote for it. Request the song on the show so we can keep it in rotation here on Beauty and Beats and on all of the shows, actually on Dollhouse Radio. Definitely check us out. You can call us up at 646-595-4038, or you can email us at beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear so we can make sure that we keep it in rotation for you. We have come to the end of the show. We're actually doing just a tad bit of overtime. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in and listening into the show and streaming live and listening. And we will be back again next week, next Sunday, same time, same station. You can follow us on Twitter at @BeautyandBeatsDHR. You can follow me on Twitter at @AMOArtistry. I'll let Ms. Sahara go ahead and give out her social media information.
You can follow me on Facebook at J World Group. My Instagram is IM_Jahaira. That's IAM_JAHAIRA. And my Twitter is simply IAMJahaira. Thanks, y'all. It's been fun.
It's been fun. Yes, it has. All right, guys. Yes, indeed. We will see you guys next week right here on Dollhouse Radio. You guys, make sure you stay tuned to our next show, Urban Society, which airs at 10 p.m. Eastern. Have an awesome Sunday, and we are out of here.
Beauty and Beats. Later.
One minute you the best, the next you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose, I swear we need a ref. But baby, I am a champion, lay back, I'll ease off the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I'm a salesman, this nigga acting crazy. Bedroom like a boxing ring, daddy killed his neck, so no, they shoot.
trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that you're kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these how you sing. I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like, pound for Asia Ali. Need to pay per view, what I'm about to do. Boy, so gon' scream your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that you're kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these how you sing. I need it.
We up in here like.
We up in here like
out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
No LA with it.
LA,
wake you up so I can put it in your face.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
We up in here like.
She's so LA. By the way, me and Jay, I'm so LA. She's so LA.